Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Encova Insurance, where we sit down each week to speak with the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. Today, we have another Q&AD segment on the Gene Smith Podcast. My name is Ben Waite, and I'm joined by Gene Smith. Gene, how are we doing today?
All right, Ben. You doing good?
I am living the absolute dream.
There you go.
Happy to be back here with some questions from our listeners. Our first question is from Don in Pataskala. Don wants to know, at a program that could potentially be one of the Goliaths in a David and Goliath matchup in the NCAA tournament, do you feel that the upsets that happen in that format are good for the sport and help crown the actual best champion?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's exciting. So when you have, you know, teams like Princeton, you know, or Farley Dickerson, you know, or 2011 VCU making it to the Final Four. I mean, when you have, you know, those type of teams, it really validates the fact that, you know, anybody can beat anybody on any given day if you have the right group of student athletes who put everything together. And it's exciting. It probably drives people crazy with their brackets, but I think the Cinderella story is always a good one. And we have some, you know, some Cinderella matchups. I believe Farley Dickerson plays Creighton. And so in the Sweet 16, so you have some matchups that, you know, you normally wouldn't see. And so I think it's good.
Our next question is from Wendy in Fort Myers. And Wendy wants to know if the NCAA pays host schools when games are hosted on campus or in their city. So I think she's referencing the games we had down at Nationwide.
Yeah, basically we receive an honorarium, which is, you know, equivalent to a rental, but we receive an honorarium. But all the revenue goes back to the NCAA. They do handle all the expenses, but we do get a small honorarium. The biggest thing for us is the economic impact to our community. And so when you think about the first and second rounds of the men's tournament downtown at Nationwide Arena, that was estimated to be a little north of $8.5 million, that the economic impact in our community. We were fortunate to be able to host the first and second rounds for the women, and that added about $1 million. To that number. So we're well over 9.5. And so it was, that's the biggest thing for us is not how much we actually make. It's more about what it does for our community. The hotels, we've over the years really encouraged the city to increase its hotels, and it's done that. The new Hilton downtown is phenomenal. And so it gives us an opportunity to win bids. And we work with the Columbus Sports Commission and others to put in for those bids, and gives us a chance to have these type of exemplar events in our city.
Our next question is from James here in Dublin. James wants to know, with the new Big Ten football scheduling models that were released and are being discussed, how frequently do you think we're going to play, as he calls them, the original Big Ten teams?
We'll play them a lot. Yeah, that actually, the format that we're discussing now will actually allow us to play some of them even more, because there's teams that we've missed over the years or hadn't seen in a while. And I remember Iowa was off our schedule for a while. And so we will have continued traditional Big Ten teams are sprinkled in with USC and UCLA periodically. So we're discussing how to integrate them, but we'll see our traditional teams on a consistent basis.
Our final question is from James out in Phoenix. James wants to know when you think we might have a new commissioner for the conference.
Yeah, you know, I'm hopeful that somewhere in mid-April, there'll be an announcement of who she or he will be, and they'll maybe be on board in May or sometime around that time. That's the time frame that our presidents, the executive committee, are shooting for. I believe they're moving in that direction. Sometimes you aren't able to always be on schedule that way, but I believe, based upon the feedback that I'm hearing, that they have a successful pool people, and that they're able to stay on track with their schedule. So that would be really nice to have that person done and on board. And I know Kevin has to report to I think the Bears on April 17th. So fortunately he'll be in Chicago still, and available to whoever our new commissioner is for transition purposes. But hopefully they can get that done and get it announced somewhere in mid-April to late April.
Well, that does it for another Q&AD segment here on the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Encova Insurance. Thank you to everyone that submitted a question. If you would like to ask Gene a question, you can do so on ohiostatebuckeyes.com. Thank you to everyone who has listened and subscribed thus far. Until next time, for Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I'm Ben Waite. Be well and go Bucks.
Go Bucks.